This audio is brought to you by MuslimCentral.com.
Continuing with our series, inshallah, we are now at Surah Yusuf. And Surah Yusuf, of course, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, first of all, as I said in the past, that there's always a continuation, a connection between the ending of one surah and the beginning of the next surah. So the ending of Surah Hud, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, وَكُلَّا نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ مِنْ أَنْبَاءِ الرُّسُلِ مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ. That the purpose of sending these, sending the prophets or the stories of the prophets to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, as I said last time, Surah Hud, Surah Yunus, Surah Hud, and Surah Yusuf, all three were revealed in consecutive order, and they were all revealed at pretty much the same time after the death of Khadija radiallahu ta'ala anha, and the uncle of the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, Abu Talib. And this was, of course, a very difficult time. So in order to console the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, just like today, you know, a lot of times we hear what's happening in Gaza and we go back to the Quran to console ourselves, to find some kind of peace, to find some kind of therapy. This is how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would provide therapy to the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam. This is how he would help Rasulullah sallallahu alaihi wasallam by sharing with him the stories of the past. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala says, مَا نُثَبِّتُ بِهِ فُؤَادَكَ, that the purpose of these stories were to build some stability and firmness in the heart of Rasulullah sallallahu alayhi wa sallam. And subhanAllah, we come to Surah Yusuf, and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he says, نَحْنُ نَقُصُّ عَلَيْكَ أَحْسَنَ الْقَصَصِ بِمَا أَوْحَيْنَا إِلَيْكَ هَذَا الْقُرْآنَ. And Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, before this, he says, لَقَدْ كَانَ فِي قَصَصِهِمْ عِبَرَةٌ لِأُولِي الْأَلْبَابِ. So Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, at the end of the surah, he's also saying that all these stories, they serve as a lesson and a purpose. The primary theme of Surah Yusuf is to have confidence and to have trust in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. To put your trust that no matter whether I understand it or not, whether I understand the hikmah of it or not, but I have to put my trust in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And it is done through two ways. Number one, through sabr. And number two is that putting and not losing hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we see this consistently taking place throughout the entire surah. One thing that many ulama have said is, why is this perhaps ahsan al-qasas? There is no other story in the Quran where Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala has given this honor, ahsan al-qasas. Why ahsan al-qasas? There are many opinions on the matter. Some say that it is ahsan al-qasas perhaps because that this was a very difficult time with the Prophet sallallahu alaihi wasallam, and this surah, the way it provides consolation, many other surahs may not provide that same consolation. Another thing that we learned, that why this is perhaps ahsan al-qasas, is because when you read a story, of course you love to read a story from beginning to end in one place. And we see Surah Yusuf, it is all revealed at the same time. Surah Yusuf was revealed in one go. So from beginning to end, it is all one story regarding Yusuf alayhi salam. Because unlike the stories of Musa alayhi salam, unlike the stories of Ibrahim alayhi salam, that are scattered throughout the entire Quran, we don't find this in this case of Yusuf alayhi salam. His entire story is mentioned from beginning to end in one place known as Surah Yusuf. Another explanation given, which is very beautiful if you think about it, is that every single thing that happened in this story to Yusuf alayhi salam, though it may start off in a negative way, but it always turned positive. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he made every single negative situation into a positive situation. For example, he was thrown into the well with the intention of what? Being, you know, they want to make sure that he is gone. They want to make sure that they get rid of Yusuf alayhi salam out of their life. He was thrown into the well. And generally when a person is thrown into the well, they usually die. Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he saved him. Later on, number two, he was sold as a slave. But Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he changed the condition of Yusuf alayhi salam and he put him into a palace, a very lofty status. We also see that he was lured by women and he was accused by other women. But we see also how Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, he was acquitted on all the charges and all the counts. We find in the story that he was betrayed by his brothers, but eventually his own brothers, they had to confess in front of him. We find in the story that his father lost his eyesight, but eventually Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala returned the eyesight to his father. We find in the story that he was separated from his family as a child, but later on, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala reunited him with his family. We also find that they disliked Yusuf alayhi salam due to the fact that he saw the very well-known dream. أَحَدَ عَشَرَ كَوْكَبًا وَالشَّمْسَ وَالْقَمَرَ رَأَيْتُهُمْ لِي سَاجِدِينَ. They disliked him for this. They hated him for this. And subhanAllah, at the end of the story, we find that they all had to enact on that same dream. They all fell in sujood before Yusuf alayhi salam. So we see that many ulama, they say that this is أحسن القصص, because every single negative experience that Yusuf alayhi salam, he went through, Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala turned it into a positive situation. Another beautiful thing about this surah is that this is unlike many other surahs in the way the layout is of the surah. If you look at the surah, there are six main storylines to this surah. There are six main storylines of this surah. And if you read these storylines, they go in a certain order to the midway point of Surah Yusuf. And then as we proceed to the end of Surah Yusuf, in the second half, each of those six storylines, they go back in exact reversal order. So the very first thing that is mentioned in the surah is the dream of Yusuf alayhi salam. That's the very first thing that's mentioned. And follow along with me here. The number two thing is the brothers plotted and planned against Yusuf alayhi salam. Number three is he's in the palace and the wife of Aziz Misr, she's trying to lure him. Number four, the other women are trying to lure him. Number five, Yusuf alayhi salam, he ends up saying, رَبِّ السِّجِنُ أَحَبُّ إِلَيَّ مِمَّا يَدْعُونَنِي إِلَيَّ. He goes to prison. And number six is the king sees a dream. These are the six storylines that take place. The second half of Surah Yusuf, all these six storylines in exact reversal order. All this can only happen through who? Through Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. This is the beauty of the Quran. If you see, then as soon as the king sees a dream, then it goes in reversal order. The number six was seeing the dream. Number seven is seeing the dream, the interpretation of the dream. The fifth thing that happened was that Yusuf alayhi salam went to jail. Then that's the second last. Then that's the next thing that's mentioned. How he was released from jail. Then the women who tried to lure him, the wife of the king who tried to lure him, they confessed to their mistake. Then after that, we find that the brothers, they, of course, they threw him in the well. They plotted and planned against him. Then we find the story of the interaction that took place between Yusuf and his brothers. And the very first thing that happened in the surah, which was he saw the dream, that's the last thing that is mentioned in the surah, which is that they all fell in sajda before Yusuf alayhi salam. Once again, very beautiful symmetry of Surah Yusuf, if you think about it. That is why a lot of ulama, they say that this is considered as Ahsan al-Qasas, that the most beautiful story in terms of its placement, in terms of every single storyline and how it is perfectly placed in the surah. Now, to take a simple lesson from the surah, that what can we take from this? As I said earlier, that to put your trust in the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala through two things, through patience and not losing hope. So we have to understand that in life, we might have to go through challenges if we want to get to our destination. See, a lot of times people, they say that, why am I going through this? And wallahi, I've met people who have gone through difficult times in their life. And I've asked them that, what is your situation now? And they said that my situation is much better. And I would ask them that, how do you get to this situation, which is a much better situation in your life now? And they would tell me that I went through a certain difficulty, then I went through a certain difficulty, then I went through a certain difficulty. And sometimes you have to remind them that the reason why you're probably in this situation is because you went through all those difficulties. Sometimes you have to go through difficulties in your life in order to get to your destination. Just like, for example, if I'm sending a package from here, let's just say to Canada. If I'm shipping a package from here to Canada, it's not going to go direct from here to Canada. It's going to go from here to the post office, to the regional post office, to the UPS store. It's going to have its stops before it gets to its ultimate destination. Likewise, a person sometimes has to go through difficulties in their life in order to get to their destination. Think about it for a moment. You cannot just take, if Allah wanted to, he could, of course. But he did not just take Yusuf alayhi salam from one family living in a faraway land and just made him the financial minister of Egypt. It didn't happen like that overnight. He went through stages. He went through the well. Then he went through and he was being lured. Then he went to prison. And he went through all these different steps. And if you think about it, if he was not thrown into the well, he probably was not sold as a slave. He probably would not end up in the palace. If he did not end up in the palace, he was not probably lured. He probably would not end up in prison. He would not come across people who would know his expertise, which was what? Dream interpretation. And then he ended up as the financial minister of Egypt. That means that in order for him to become the financial minister of Egypt, he had to be thrown into the well and the process starts. So this is why in life, when we go through difficulties in life, and Ibn Qayyim, he says something very beautiful. He says that when we go through difficulties in life and Allah takes something away from you, perhaps Allah is freeing your hands from something so he can put something else in your hand. We don't realize this. If something is taken away from our life, right away we begin to lose our trust in Allah. Right away we begin to question the qadr of Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. So two things. Number one is, do not lose your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. And we find this in the case of Yaqub alayhi salam. Think about it for a moment. I want you to put yourself in a position of Yaqub alayhi salam for a moment. A father who lost his most beloved son. And not only that, the Quran says, وَبَيَضَّتْ عَيْنَا. His eyes became white, meaning what? He became blind. Now, if you're in a situation, imagine you're in a situation where everything is going perfectly fine in your life. And someone comes to you and says, brother, I'm going through a lot of difficulties. Make dua for me. And things are going perfectly in your life. And you say, brother, do not lose your trust in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. It's very easy to say that, right? Yes or no? Things are going perfectly fine in your life. And you're telling someone who's going through difficulties. It's easy to say. But imagine a person who's going through difficulties in their own life. So many difficulties that now you are so helpless that now you have become blind. And even in a situation like that, he's telling his own children, and their life is perfectly fine. It's normal. They're not the ones who's suffering the way the father is suffering. But subhanAllah, look at the iman of the father. He is telling him, Ya bani yadhhabu fatahassasu min Yusufa wa akhihi wa la tayasu min rawhillah. Do not lose hope in Allah. SubhanAllah, a man who is in the difficulty, telling people who are in a peaceful situation, do not lose your hope in Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala. SubhanAllah, look at the iman. Then what did Yusuf alayhi salam say at the end of the story? He says that all this I have been given is based on what? إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرُ. Whoever has taqwa, and by the way, when a person is on this journey of taqwa, this is the month of Ramadan, the month of taqwa. When a person is on the journey of taqwa, they're going to have to struggle. They are going to struggle. But it is taqwa paired up with what? Sabr. إِنَّهُ مَنْ يَتَّقِي وَيَصْبِرْ فَإِنَّ اللَّهَ لَا يُضِيعُ أَجْرَ الْمُحْسِنِينَ. Then Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala would not let their efforts go to waste. So this is why in our life, we are going to have ups and downs. And wallahi, you know, people will come to me, people will come to many of us here, and they will tell us we're going through this difficulty and that difficulty. And all that we can say is, of course, take the proper means and steps, but at the lose our hope in Allah. Because if you lose your hope in Allah, then wallahi, there's no hope in life. If you lose your hope in Allah, there is no hope in life. You cannot run to anyone else and try to find hope. The only place we can find hope is in these stories of the Quran. Seeing a child go through what they went through and Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala putting us through a situation, Allah will help us get through it. As I said, gave you the example of the package, going through one stop after another stop before it gets to his destination. So I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala that first of all, if we're going through any kind of difficulties, whether it's financial difficulties, health difficulties, family difficulties, relationship difficulties, any difficulties in our life, may Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala help us overcome these difficulties. And once again, they can only be done, number one, through not losing our hope in Allah, and number two is by being patient and asking Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala, paired up with taqwa. As long as we have these three things, inshallah, we will be able to get through any difficulty in life. I ask Allah subhanahu wa ta'ala to help us get through all of our difficulties. Ameen Rabbil Alameen. Wa jazakumullah khair. Assalamu alaikum wa rahmatullahi wa barakatuh.
إن المسلمين والمسلمات والمؤمنين والمؤمنات والقانتين والقانتات والصادقين والصادقات والصابرين والصابرات والخاشعين والخاشعات والخاشعين والخاشعات والمتصدقين والمتصدقات والصائمين والصائمات والحافظين فروجهم والحافظات والذاكرين الله كثيرا والذاكرات أعد الله لهم مغفرة وأجرا عظيما.